Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode Blink 182. This is a show, a weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human being. I'm excited to share my journey with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity for you. In today's episode, I am talking about some user-generated content updates, as well as some personal updates, specifically talking about my mental health over this past week, which has been a roller coaster. And as always, at the end of every episode of Ray's Days, I share something I'm thankful for. And this week is no different. So let's get started with my week. Of course, user-generated content, getting back into it. Took a break while I was preparing for a show that ended up being canceled, which there's talks of that show coming back. The Brand Sesh event, and then also 111 Night Market, both of those things kind of coming back separately. So hopefully I will hear and be able to book those. But while I was, now that all the prints, all the stuff that I was taking a break from UGC, all that stuff is done, getting back into producing user-generated content. And in this past week, I produced a TikTok video for a brand beard brushes. It's like three different, it's like a comb, a round brush, and then like a styling brush. And got to use my new camera finally. Filmed it in 50 millimeter lens, shallow depth of field. I loved it. I loved how it turned out. They liked it as well. It's up on the Ray Taylor Show TikTok page if you want to see the video that I made, which is, you know, I'm kind of getting the hang of shooting footage and doing voiceover. Is a lot of the videos I end up doing, it seems to be that, which I enjoyed the process of shooting the footage with my new camera instead of with my phone. I still have to do another video, which I only have a few days. By the time this episode comes out, I should have submitted something for the Mayan Death Whistle, which they want more of a prank style video. So that'll be fun to set up and annoy the people I live with. But getting back into the UGC stuff, which is nice. I got, I'm not actively searching for jobs really, because it's just like, I haven't really felt very productive in general. So booking a bunch of gigs and then having that extra pressure is, you know, kind of avoiding that, especially this past week. Because I had to finish the painting that I submitted to the museum show, the La Quinta Museum. Canceled Thursday's live painting so that I can finish it. That made sure I got that done. Kind of put a lot of other things on the back burner. And even recording the podcasts, I pushed that to Monday. Was not feeling at all like I wanted to do anything on Sunday. So, or Saturday, I didn't want to. I submitted the painting on Saturday and I had to walk it down there because I didn't have a car available. So, and by the time I got back, I was exhausted. I was exhausted from walking down to the La Quinta Museum to drop off my painting. So the idea of prepping for the show when I got back wasn't happening. So I pushed the prep to Sunday, and then now I'm recording on Monday. So it's been a weird week. I'm hoping that I can get everything back on track, back on the regular schedule this coming week. Hopefully by the time this episode comes out, I will be back on track with everything. But it was fun getting that UGC video made. Came together pretty quick. Took a little bit to kind of figure out basics on the camera, but got that stuff figured out and happy with how it turned out. So you can check that out on the TikTok page for the Ray Taylor Show. As far as personally, started the week super tired Monday, dealing with mosquitoes. It's just kind of the weird weather we're having. Just now that the things are starting to cool off, we're getting more mosquitoes. There's generally a massive issue with mosquitoes in the valley right now. So I've been, I got one of these citronella candles that are for like outside. I've just been lighting that at night, which is nice. I like having candles regardless, but the added benefit of the citronella to help kind of repel, keep the mosquitoes out of my studio. Also signed back up with HelloFresh, which is the meal prep service that I signed up for during the pandemic. And I enjoyed it. You know, it got me into cooking and I wanted to get back into it. I wanted to, you know, I enjoyed making those meals. I never ate as good as I did when I signed up for HelloFresh during the pandemic. So it was fun to get back into that. And had my first week of meals this past week, and they were great. They were great. So good. The plan I signed up for is three meals, but two servings per meal. So it's like six meals, basically. And it's perfect for me. It's super easy, right? Cook them, and then usually the second serving I'll eat leftovers later. Absolutely loved it. And I might sign up and try out other meal kits. My roommate signed up for Every Plate, which is another one. And then I just saw an ad for this other service called eMeals, which is kind of like a hybrid where it gives you the meals, the different recipes. And then you can buy the ingredients yourself or use services like Instacart, which I use to get groceries delivered. So I might use that as instead of these meal kit things. I don't know. Experimenting, because I like the idea of, I enjoy cooking and I like just it making it easier to explore different stuff. Because usually when you go grocery shopping and you buy ingredients, you're buying way more ingredients than just two servings. And then so you end up making a lot more of something, which isn't always bad, like my chili verde that I like to make. I kind of modified the recipe that it calls for and make bigger batches of it. But for the most part, I like the fact that, you know, the portions are more under control. Just gives me a better variety of things to eat, healthier things. I don't know. So I like the service. I signed up. The reason I signed up for HelloFresh is they have the free breakfast for life, which the breakfast is two servings. So, and they're berry like muffins or these like egg things that you put in the microwave, like egg and bacon, little biscuit things, which are good, but it's not free breakfast for life. It's breakfast for 2 days for me. So it's not as great of a deal. I might play around and try other, you know, meal kit services. Especially I'm going to look into that other one, the eMeals, see if maybe the hybrid approach will be, more cost efficient, but we'll see. Who knows? Let's take a quick break from the podcast because I want to talk about my new limited edition signed and numbered prints for The Many Faces, my ongoing ink painting series of abstract and surreal faces. You can now get limited edition signed and numbered prints. Only 5 prints are available for each image, and they are printed high quality on the same paper that I use to print or to paint, I should say, the original painting. So high quality paper, the highest print quality. And all made by me, in-house. I make them, I print them, I double-check, I sign them, I number them, all that stuff. Sizes and prices. 4x6 is $5, 6x9 is $10, And the 9x12s are $20. That is for the prints themselves. And, of course, you can always go to inspireddisorder.com and collect the original artwork as well. Take your walls to the next level with these limited edition art prints. Once they're gone, they're gone. Go to inspireddisorder.com and shop the collection and take your walls to the next level. Now let's get back to the show. Sad thing that happened this week, which is just, it seems like since 2015, it has been, there have been waves of people that I have cut out of my life. Some just every, just since 2015, the majority of people that have been in my life, I have cut out because of how they act or what they believe in or choose to promote as far as ideals. And 2015 being the kind of pivotal year, because that was the year Trump and the primaries, and a lot of people kind of felt empowered and emboldened to become assholes. And a lot of people just kind of leaned into being trolls. And during the pandemic, I made a few rules during the pandemic for myself. You know, rules like, you know, because people during the pandemic, you got even more outspoken about things, whether it's being anti-science, anti-vaccine, or just any other kind of right-wing just talking points, complaining about cancel culture, all these different things. A lot of the rules applied to podcasts that I was listening to. Like anytime I listened to a podcast and the hosts started complaining about cancel culture, I'd unsubscribe. If they promoted anti-science stuff, anti-vax stuff, if they followed in the footsteps of Joe Rogan, I would unsubscribe. People that I saw who were outspoken about the same things I'm outspoken about, but still supporting people like Joe Rogan, sorry, bye. And this past week, I found out then a longtime friend, an old friend of mine, somebody that I care deeply about, decided to, and it's like, I am outspoken about how left-leaning I am. I am very critical on this show, as well as my movie podcast. Any opportunity to talk shit about conservatives, conservative ideals, or any of that, especially swipe up, you know? So it's like this person clearly didn't pay attention to anything that I've been making the past, you know, few years. Not only did I find out that they're conservative, but they threw the barrage of just the saddest conservative talking points, bringing up the one that blew my mind was when they said that conservatives, or Republicans, I should say specifically, not conservatives, but Republicans were responsible for freeing the slaves, which technically is true, but the Republican Party at that time were liberals. And since those days of Lincoln, the Republican Party has shifted to be far more conservative, to where we are today, where they are fascist. And not just the extreme members of the party, but as a unit, they vote. Like, you look at what Congress and the House, what they vote on, Republicans all vote the same. And they vote against anything that would help people unanimously. Bills that help children, they vote against it. Bills that help veterans, medical care, and benefits, vote against it. Vote against price gouging. These companies and gas companies that are showing record profits, blaming inflation while also raking in profits. Like, it's not inflation. It is price gouging, voting against protections against price gouging, voting against every and wanting to actively trying to roll back protections for child labor laws, wanting to gut social programs like Social Security and Medicaid, Medicare, like attack and using children as an excuse to attack marginalized groups like drag queens and trans people, demonizing them with no proof, by the way. If they really wanted to protect kids from being raped, they would be protesting outside of churches, where it is far more likely for a child, the most evil things to happen to children from a pastor or youth pastor or priest. But instead, they're showing up to book readings from drag queens, making performance, certain performance art is banned. Banning books, changing history. This is modern day conservative party. And to hear my friend, this person I care about, openly embrace conservative values, it mind-blowing to me. Saying she couldn't find articles about conservatives wanting to eliminate child labor laws. And the first thing you type into Google, child labor Republicans, and it's nothing but stories of how conservatives are trying to push bills to allow 14-year-old children to work in bars, to work in factories. Now, they're not able to put through and get signed the stuff they really want to do, but you see their intention. Their intentions are to eliminate child labor laws. And their excuse is because of labor shortage. Meanwhile, the lowest unemployment in 50 years, companies raking in record profits, but they don't want to pay people. It's a lot easier to not pay children a living wage because they're children. They don't need to be earning a living wage if they're working and going to school or whatever. But that's just companies not wanting to pay people. That's what companies wanting to pay children less to do adult jobs. It's insane. And it's like, if the modern day conservatives, if modern day Republicans were around back in slavery and were the same people that freed the slaves, then why do you see Confederate flags at every Republican rally? Why do you see Nazi flags in support of people like Ron DeSantis? Why do you see people giving the Hitler salute when Trump gets elected? Like, it is far from the party that freed the slaves. And it was mind-blowing to see my friend not only act like there's not article after article of what conservatives are trying to do, acting like they care about kids, but to say that the modern-day Republican would still free the slaves as Lincoln did is laughable. Is laughable. So is a bummer, a very big bummer to see this person like just tip into hard. And sadly, this person is treated like the property of her husband. So it makes sense why she would allow her husband to treat her like property. Like, it really made a lot of sense now that I found out that she, and it's surprising that it took so long to find out, but absolute bummer. It like really bummed me out and depressed me. Cause just like another person in my life is just like that. You really, that's where you're going. That's what you believe. is heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. And to hear the propaganda, it's like, what articles are you looking at? Like, what is the, and of course, lives in a red state, complains that the education system in her state is garbage, especially for having special needs kids or a special need kid, and surprised that there's not great schooling and support in a red state. Whoa, crazy. Like, if you like their policies, then you should be experiencing great, all the things you want. You're in a red state. They should be having all the policies that you want, the small government stuff. It's mind-blowing, just absolutely mind-blowing. Let's take a quick break from the podcast because I want to talk about a way for you to make a little bit of extra money by making content for companies, for brands, for products. It's really easy to make user-generated content. You could check out all the content that I've made over at inspireddisorder.com/UGC. That is also where you can go sign up through Join Brands, which is the exact service that I use to get connected with different brands to make content, whether it's selfies with products, how-to videos, unboxing videos, product reviews, all kinds of stuff. It's really easy to do, a great way to make extra money, and you get free products while you're doing it. So go to inspireddisorder.com/UGC, check out all the content that I've made, and sign up to make your own content. You don't have to have a massive audience on social media. You don't even have to have social media accounts. You just have to be able to make content, take pictures, video, that kind of stuff. It's great. It's easy. Go check it out, inspireddisorder.com/UGC. And now let's get back to the show. So that impacted my mental health pretty much. And I mean, I was already stressed out trying to get this painting done and put my live painting on of my ink paintings on hold, just to get the painting done for the museum, and wasn't expecting that bombshell. And it just kind of, you know, it's somebody that I talk to a lot, and by like, I, that's the thing, man. I made rules. And I'm not, like, going to compromise on these rules, especially if, like, the thoughts and beliefs and the delusion that you have to believe in those conservative values. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I told him, it's like, I think our current president is somebody that would fit in perfectly with the Republican Party in the 80s. Like, Joe Biden is very conservative. And that's just how the Overton window of politics in this country, we've moved so far right that the conservatives, like, even people that label themselves as moderates are, I mean, most Democrats are way too conservative for me. And it's like, I'm not keeping this a secret. So this person just doesn't listen to or see my stuff. And it's surprising that during the elections and things that this didn't sink into her that I'm a very left-leaning person. I'm a hard leftist. So much so that the majority of Democrats don't represent my values. Fucking insane. So very much a roller coaster, kind of depressed, just like not really feeling like doing anything, but made sure I got what I needed to get done, you know, and kind of being, as far as my painting, the many faces, taking a week off now and then, I really don't mind doing that. It definitely relieves a lot of pressure. And I mean, I have so many paintings, it's not like I'm selling out and need to keep up. So I don't know. And I kind of knew I was going to hit a depression, but I didn't know it would hit in this. I didn't know it would come, what it would come from. I thought it would just be from completing, getting all the prints done for the show that didn't happen. I think it kind of, I was starting to feel it from that, but then the revelation with finding out this friend who I sent a rebuttal to, and she never read it. So she may have just deleted me off of her thing already. So who knows? But mind blowing, and a bummer. Like, so many people just cut. Nope. Sorry. I can't be friends with people that support what the conservatives are doing in this country. I can't. They are ruining this country. Actively ruining this country. Doing evil things. Promoting evil actions to be taken. Celebrating children who murder people. Like, I can't. I'm sorry. People that are actively supporting a guy who is one of the biggest criminals. Openly. And he's not smart. It's just, it is insane. It is insane. I can't justify that. I'm not going to sacrifice who I am and what I believe in to be friends with and make somebody feel fine about supporting a group of people that's ruining this country. So anyway, bummer. But what I do want to talk about at the end of every episode, I like to talk about something I'm thankful for, because there's always got to be something. There's always got to be a little light at the end of the tunnel. There's always got to be something positive to talk about. And this week, I am thankful for the La Quinta Museum from Pete. I'm thankful for Pete from Flat Black hitting me up, telling me that they were looking for artists for a upcoming exhibition. Thankful for the museum for letting me join, even though I applied well after the deadline to apply, supplying me with the canvas and letting me participate in the upcoming exhibition. So I'm very thankful for any opportunity I get to put my art in front of people. I'm happy with the piece that I did, but like every acrylic painting that I've ever done, I could work on it forever. I wish I had more time to work on it. It is very simple, but similar to a lot of the faces that I do in ink. It was fun to try and blend that style with acrylics, but it just reminded me how much I don't like working with acrylics. It's just like, it is so different from what I am so used to with ink. But I'm happy with how it turned out. I'm really happy with my artist statement that I came up with. Used ChatGPT to help me rewrite some things, to give me some options on how is my, as a writing partner, I would say, ChatGPT is a great tool for me to use. And I'm really happy with the artist statement. I think it really helps to explain my piece, explain why my piece fits in with their theme of desert views, considering it's fairly surreal imagery. But yeah, I'm thankful for the opportunity to participate in that. I'm thankful for the La Quinta Museum. I'm thankful for Pete over at Flat Black, the Flat Black Gallery. I'm glad I was able to get everything done and was very thankful to have the opportunity in the first place. So this week, that is what I'm thankful for. And I will always be thankful for the opportunity to get my work in front of people. Which, speaking of, upcoming events. Live painting every Thursday. Hopefully from now on, I won't have to cancel that in order to finish some other deadline. Fingers crossed. Every Thursday, 4:20 Pacific time, over at youtube.com/inspireddisorder, you can watch me paint live. The last time I painted 2 weeks ago, there was an issue with the new camera setup where it wasn't filming properly. So I will hopefully, by the time this episode comes out, last Thursday was a successful recording. I'm going to try and do some tests to make sure I don't have the same problem that I ran into. But yeah, every Thursday, 4:20 Pacific time, paint live, listening to podcasts, painting 7 new ink paintings. Yeah, so that's every week. November 7th through January 27th is the Desert Views exhibit at the La Quinta Museum. So if you are in the La Quinta area, the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs, Indio, Coachella, any of that stuff, anywhere in between November 7th and January 27th of next year, go to the La Quinta Museum and check out the Desert Views exhibit, where my painting will be one of many paintings to see and check out. I can't wait to see all the other artwork. There's the next in-person event where I will be selling my work, will be the Love Local event on November 12th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you will be able to purchase my original artwork and my prints at Love Local. And the reception for the Desert Views exhibit will be on January 20th at the La Quinta Museum. So if you want to show up for the artist's reception at the La Quinta Museum for the Desert Views exhibit, that will be January 20th. All my events are available to check out at inspireddisorder.com/events. So for all the upcoming live and local events, go to inspireddisorder.com/events. And I'm also thankful for the opportunity to connect with all of you through this podcast and for the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on youtube.com/inspireddisorder, where all of these episodes are available in video format. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next Saturday for another episode of Raise Days. Subscribe to The Ray Taylor Show on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Purchase Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.